hostages. CBS's Deborah Pata is in East Jerusalem.
While Hamas stopped short of agreeing to everything in the U.S. proposal, this is a significant development and the closest we've come to a deal to end the war since it started almost 2 years ago. Hamas says it is willing to release all the remaining hostages, both living and dead, and that it will hand over power to an independent Palestinian body.
Prosecutors wanted more than a decade in prison for Sean Diddy Combs. The judge sentenced him to less than half of that for sex crimes that included girlfriends as pawns. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
He also talked about the idea that there needed to be a deterrent effect here, that people need to be held accountable for these types of crimes, and that obviously when it comes to punishment, we're looking just at the person who actually committed the crime, but also at the message this sends to the public.
Los Angeles police have arrested the man they say deliberately drove his car out of the city hall steps and barricaded himself inside for 2 hours. KNX Radio's Craig Figner.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says he appears to be older, that he's in custody, and there was a political sign in his vehicle.
Yes, his car started smoking. It's not really clear what that was about. He had a sign on his car that said, I need your help, D. Trump.
The government shutdown heads into next week, and as the days go on, services available to Americans who pay taxes for them are fewer. Eric King is a furloughed fiscal management employee and says the recent DOGE cuts have hurt services and reputations.
These cuts, as on one side where people say government is big, the point is we're big because we serve the American public. We're here because one of the things you can say is that we continue to do our job. We're still delivering and making sure that America continues to run.
The Supreme Court's next session starts Monday, and it's agreed to hear a challenge to Hawaii's ban on carrying concealed weapons on private property without the owner's express consent. Some context from CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Supreme Court's last ruling suggested that when it comes to gun rights, courts should look to American history to better understand how the country evolved, especially in the West, where gun use was often open and freely exercised, except in cases of deliberate murder. Anyone who has watched a Western movie knows that guns were permitted inside saloons in the 19th century.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Taylor Swift has dropped her latest album, The Life of a Showgirl. WBZ Radio's Jay Willette spoke with Swifties in Boston.
There's an orange sparkle in the eye of every Taylor Swift fan this weekend. The Life of a Showgirl is available now to stream. Like any art form, discussion is rampant on where this latest era falls in the pecking order. Is it mid or did it exceed expectations? You were saying it's mid. What do you have to say to that?
Then that's their problem. We got to realize Taylor's 35 now, turning 36. Like, her music genre changes, like, through the years.
Swifties I spoke to outside the AMC Boston Common are in line for the theatrical showings of the official release party of A Showgirl. Jay Willette for CBS News Boston.
Syracuse's Hancock Airport is offering a dress rehearsal day next month for flyers with autism or other developmental disabilities so they can have a good idea of exactly what to expect when they want to fly away on real trips. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
WRJM weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, warm with a low in the upper 60s. Sunny and breezy for Saturday, warm with a high in the mid 80s. And more sunshine Sunday, windy, highs 80 to the low 80s. Rain chance Sunday night. Much cooler next week. Right now it's 73.
Means you'll meet me in the hallway. the ceiling if you want me. Oh, twice on the pipe. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Powered by friendship, fun, and manager Murph's Pocket Pancakes, the Milwaukee Brewers have a new franchise regular season record of 97 wins. Congratulations.
Unreal.
Now it's on to the postseason.
The summer of Sal. Maybe the fall of Freeland.
Catch all the action on your station for the Brewers in October. 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Bye.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, look so and fine. I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Ronnie, help me get her out of my heart.
For the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
See it through. short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you.
She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said, I'm not the world's most physical guy. Why'd you squeeze me tight?
Take my heart and leave me sad. Tell me, what did I do wrong to make you stay away so long? 'Cause baby love, my baby love, been missing you, miss kissing you. Instead of breaking up, let's do some kissing and making up.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really. Go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
Tell middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. Worry. I only want to make you happy, and if you say hey go away I will, but I think better still I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me? I think I love you. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
What?
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Hamas has agreed to parts of the ceasefire deal suggested by President Trump. We get the latest from CBS's Erica Brown.
In a statement, Hamas said it was willing to release all of the remaining hostages, living and dead, and hand over power to an independent Palestinian body. But the statement did not say if Hamas agrees to the terms laid out in President Trump's plan that would bar it from controlling Gaza. Hamas also made no mention of disarmament in their statement, a key Israeli demand included in Trump's proposal.
Israel says it is preparing to implement a hostage